would make
So
sense
if you,
then.
yeah, so if you find that there's too much animosity in relationships coming up, people feel irritated because we want things to be done particular ways. When they're not done that way, we get too agitated. Even if we regret later, still by that time it's too late because the words have been spoken. So I'd say the three different aspects over here. First is that this doesn't seem to be so much a matter of short temper as a matter of of excessive expectations. That means we have certain standards of doing things and we expect to others to act according to those standards. So all of us in our relationships have to choose our battles. Say if there are 10 things which are the areas on which you two people interact with each other. Now in those things there may be one or two which both of them understand as very important. Say for example, if there's a spouse, husband and wife. Now both of them may understand that money is very important. In that they agree. We should be careful about spending money. But maybe one of them is much more conscious about cleanliness than another. One of them may be much more conscious about timeliness than another. One of them may be much more conscious about certain specific things about what to purchase, where to purchase from. Others may not be conscious. So what happens is, different people have different things that they consider important. And something that seems important to us, that may not be important for them.
Correct.
Now we say, for example, cleanliness, isn't it important?
Right.
Yes, it is, but at another level, for some people it just doesn't strike. And it's not that when we tell them to do something and they don't do it, it's not that they don't care for us. There's a difference between people who are insensitive and people who are desensitized. Insensitive means they don't care for us. But desensitized means that capacity to sense that is only not there. If I call him, he's looking in that direction. If I touch his shoulder, and if suppose in his shoulder he has got some kind of issue because of which there's no sensation of touching the shoulder. Then I'll be touching him. He's not even looking at me. I'll say, how impolite.
Right.
But it's not impolite. That's just desensitized. So, some people may just be desensitized over certain things. And having an expectation that they become responsive or responsible in that is just going to set us up for frustration. So, we have to learn to moderate our expectations from others. So, that means, for example, you may have to tell very clearly, if this is important, if something is very important and you find the other person not doing it, then just do it yourself. Stop expecting it from the other person. But if something is very important and only that person can do it, we can't do it, then we have to repeatedly communicate to that person why this is important for me. So overall, in any relationship, people are ready to take steps to change themselves to the extent either they consider that change important or they consider that relationship important. I may feel that this will make me a better person, or I may feel that I want to maintain my relationship with you. So although I don't feel this is important, I'll do it for you. So now, if neither of them comes as particular for a particular person, they may feel that you are just being too demanding. So the first thing I would say is that you have to decide what are the most important things for you. And whatever relationships are important for you within that, because you will focus only on that one thing. And don't expect much from others in other things. And in that one thing, after you've decided, the other things may come up later. But start with that one thing. And in that one thing also, you will need to communicate clearly why this is important and what you expect. Because when something else is not important for someone, they just don't understand. So you may have to repeatedly remind them about that, not in a nagging way, but in a objective way. If you don't do this, this will happen. Don't, no judgments. At no, you are so irresponsible, you are so forgetful. No. No, this is important because of this, this, this. And if we just give too much negative feedback to people, people just shut off. They just stop caring for us. They say we are just a fault finder. But if we are very selective and very specific, selective means we may see 100 faults, but we don't tell 100 faults. We just tell one or two, whatever, and very specific. Not saying that, you are forgetful. That is a value judgment which alienates people. But instead, if you say that, when you forgot to bring this, oh, I couldn't do this whole work because of that. It caused me so much trouble. I'd appreciate if you would remember. And you could, third thing is, you try to take up responsibility to help the other person. Then rather saying you are very forgetful. Say, no, what can I do to help you to remember? And then we say, just one day before, you remind me once. See, if they don't ask you for that and you do that, they will feel you are overbearing. But if you do it, if you ask them, rather than you standing as a judge above them, telling them they are wrong, you ask them, how can I help you so that we can do this work together better? So then if they tell something, you see whether it is reasonable. And along with that, there is a whole another side to it, that if you expect them to change in a particular way, they also have a right to expect you to change in a particular some ways. So you will have to be, especially I'm talking about close relationships, which are important. People also give us some feedback, directly, indirectly. They may tell, we may ask them, is there, even you ask, how can I help you, or what can I do to improve, something like that, appropriately according to the relationship. And suppose they tell, don't criticize me in public. Even if I've done something wrong, tell me in private. And you try to follow that. So basically, it's like when two people have to meet, both of them have to take steps forward. So if you expect them to take all the steps, it's not going to work. But if you're ready to take some steps yourself and are giving them the reason why they have to take the steps, then things will be much easier. And I would say that trying to intensify your bhakti practices in any particular way, say any activity in bhakti that especially you like, that gives you strength. It may be chanting, it may be hearing classes, it may be associating with devotees, whatever. You try to make a commitment to do that more. If you're reading every day 15 minutes, you may say, I'll read at least half an hour every day. Not reading at all, read 15 minutes. Try to read something which will nourish you. And by that, you are showing Krishna your seriousness in your devotion to Him and your seriousness in your desire to choose the spiritual path for self-improvement. And Krishna says, when we try this sincerely, then Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam Yena Mamapayantite. He says, I'll give you the intelligence by which you can come to me. That means, He will give us the intelligence by which you'll be able to see. Oh, when the impulse comes to snap at someone, water, 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 water. When the impulse comes, you'll be able to. When the impulse comes, you'll be able to say no. When the impulse comes, you'll be able to. That voice from within will tell you, no, you should not do this, don't speak like this. So we need our own planning, our own intelligence is important, but that alone is not decisive. We need Krishna's help. And Krishna's help comes by Krishna is always ready to help us, but He wants to see that we want His help. We show Him that we want His help by some way intensifying our devotional activities. So generally, anger or short-temperedness, it can have many different reasons, but especially the aspect of expectations. If you just manage to decrease having the expectations from others, and not only will the relationships improve, but you'll find that your own agitation and frustration will decrease. Because when we expect something and it is not done, then we become frustrated. and that is hurt, that agitates us also, that hurts also us also. So now humility can have many different meanings in different contexts. In terms of relationships, humility can simply mean decreasing our expectations. It's not that I am so bad, but it is that humility means I don't demand that you be so good. Now our mind may say that I'm not asking you to be very good, I'm just asking you to do something basic. It doesn't work like that. For them, it may not appear to be something basic. For us, it may be something basic. Different people just think in and function according to different ways. It's almost like they have different languages. So for you, learning English is natural. But somebody who has come from a place where they have never spoken English, it doesn't make sense to them. So something which may seem very basic to you is not basic for others. And that's why we have to learn to moderate our expectations. The more we do that, the more we'll find that our relationships will improve. Okay.
My